Moving on to our final story now, Venezuelans have rallied in Caracas to support President Nicolas Maduro following an alleged assassination attempt on him. Demonstrators called for peace and urged all political parties to resolve their differences at the election box. Ralliers also rejected any foreign intervention and action that would inflict harm on the country. At the same time, Venezuela's attorney general said the full force of law will be applied to bring perpetrators of the attempt on Maduro's life to justice. Tariq Saab added that the attack was not an isolated incident, but linked to a years-long chain of violent actions against Venezuela. Meanwhile, the Colombian president rejected allegations of involvement in the attack on his Venezuelan counterpart.
Yesterday, I found out there was one unbelievable accusation that I am with the United States intelligence, with the Venezuelan right, creating a plot to kill Venezuela's president. For God's sake, I tell the president of Venezuela, on Saturday I was doing much more important things.
According to Venezuelan officials, drones loaded with explosives went off close to a military event where the president was giving a speech on Saturday. Maduro accused Colombia and the U.S. of trying to take his life and instigate violence in his country. The U.S. has also denied the accusation. Six people have so far been arrested in relation to that incident. To discuss that more, we are joined by political commentator Lajos Satsi. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, I'm very sorry if I'm not, sir. What is your take on this situation? Do you believe that Mr. Maduro's claim that the U.S. and Colombia are behind this assassination attack is true? Who are these soldiers in T-shirts, and what is going on exactly?
Well, I'll give you my analysis based on my findings in terms of open sources intelligence. Now, I would admit that I haven't been hours after hours looking for the information here and there, but the first information that came out, I think, within the first 24 hours of the incident. And I believe I saw images of the soldiers running in that military parade. I believe they belong to the Bolivarian National Guard. Then I saw images of an apartment building in a tower, apparently an apartment building tower in Caracas, that was gutted by fire. Well, the fire was already extinguished, but it was all blackened by what would have been flames that got at the place, or that suffer some conflagration of some sort. And then there were reports noticed, picked up by Sputnik, which is the foreign the version for, let's say in this case, English language version of Sputnik, the news agency, this Russian state news agency Novosti, for foreign consumption, in this case, English-speaking world, Sputnik International. And they said that, according to Associated Press, firefighters, Venezuelan firefighters, said that the explosion was caused not by a drone laden with explosives, but by a gas canister from a kitchen or energy system, probably from a kitchen in that apartment that exploded. And that's nothing new. We hear from time to time news coming around the world that there have been huge explosions because of gas leakages. So this is something that could happen. I believe there was a coincidence. It was an accident. It wasn't an attack. And then it would appear that the authorities decided to cash in, to take advantage of this coincidence, to try to make it an attack against the government, an attack by foreign conspirators. They took advantage of that. But those soldiers in T-shirts, well, if my argument, if my theory is correct, of course, I could be wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong, but I'm just human. But if I believe what happened, based on what the firefighters said, that it was an accident, these soldiers in T-shirts are either members of the opposition, but that they are taking advantage of what happened because the government said it was an attack against the president, so they are the ones claiming to do it to gain some notoriety, some publicity, or that simply it's a group that was invented just for the purpose to give credence that it was an attack. But to tell you the truth, I'm in this sense, I am apolitical. I'm not against or in favor of the Venezuelan government. I'm just telling you as an analyst what I believe what happened, and I think that it was only an accident.
So do you believe that Mr. Maduro will be taking advantage of this situation in order to crack down on the opposition in Venezuela?
It's probably. They already said that there were 6 arrests because of the story of the drones laden with explosives. And drones laden with explosives is not far-fetched, because we have seen from news reports that radical Sunni terrorist groups in Syria have been trying to attack the Russian air base at Khmeimim in Latakia province with drones loaded with explosives. So the idea is not in and of itself far-fetched, but in the case of Venezuela, I don't think it actually happened. Now, they say that there were drones, quadrocopters, that they belong to the government with cameras, you know, like filming from above. But that's different in terms of being an attack. And it would remind me to, let's say, Erdogan, the president of Turkey. In my opinion in about that coup d'etat that he claimed it happened, I believe it was something staged, so he took advantage of the situation to purge the members of the political opposition or anybody who was thinking different to Erdogan. Now, that's in the case of Turkey. In this case, I don't think it was staged. I don't think that the explosion of gas, as I believe it was, I don't think it was staged. It was an accident. But they are taking advantage of the circumstances for political mileage. That's my opinion.
Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. And thank you for your interesting point of view.